Kotke here on CCO. For Viking and Charlie Boone, Joyce Lamont will have Best Buys for you in just a little while. So I want to remind you that tonight, the Bud Grant Report on CCO, 6:45 during Going Home with Steve Cannon. And in just a little while, 15 minutes from now, we're going to talk about puns. John Crosby is going to be our guest. He has compiled a dictionary of puns ranging from the greats to the groaners. We have a few groaners in our worst joke book. We'll talk about that. And Gösta Hagloff, manager of a Swedish jazz band, will be with us a little after 11. It's quarter after 10 o'clock. Let's check the business barometer and see what's happening with the Dow Jones on this Friday.
The stock market has turned mixed with the Dow fractionally lower, but advancing issues holding a substantial lead. The market had started off the day with a gain, reacting to some good economic news, which includes the Federal Reserve's report that the nation's money supply was sharply lower in the latest reporting week. About 6 million shares have crossed the big board so far, with advancing issues leading decliners by about 3 to 2. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 0.26 at 825.45. The director of the Labor Department's Division of Employment and Unemployment Analysis, Jack Brager, says the big jump in the nation's total employment figure last month, reported today by the Labor Department, appears to be a catch-up of things that had been taking place in the months before.
Certainly, reality does not jibe with a 950,000, almost a million increase in employment in 1 month, particularly where we're not aware of a lot of other events. It seems to me to be more of a catch-up for events of the past few months when we were not measuring employment, very large employment increases, and it seemed to all gather in this 1 month.
General Motors says in a year-end statement that it expects the auto industry to sell a record 11.75 million cars in the 1978 calendar year. This will exceed the prior calendar year record of 11.4 million units delivered in 1973. And on the stock market, the Dow is off fractionally, but the market is mixed. That's the business barometer. I'm Alan Chartel.
All right, Al, we'll check you later. You know, all water tastes better when it's cold, but the real test of water quality is when you drink it at room temperature, and it still tastes good and refreshing. You try this test with Chippewa natural spring water and see how good it tastes, warm or cold. Maybe you're one who enjoys a glass of water by your bedside so that if you wake up during the night, there's a nice drink of water right there. Then you want Chippewa spring water. You try it. Prove it to yourself, the difference. Another advantage you'll discover with Chippewa spring water is that there's no buildup of scale or minerals on your drinking glass. You try it. I bet you you've never had a good cup of coffee until you try it with Chippewa Spring Water. Pick up a bottle at your favorite store. Or, if you wish, call Chippewa Spring Water for free home delivery. Here's the number to call. Jot it down. 379-4141. 379-4141. That's Chippewa Spring Water. Almost 18 minutes past 10 o'clock, 10:18. Puns! We're going to have a punny show this morning. Raj is punning up. He's punning up and down the halls, and there he is. And we're going to have some cider and what are you doing? What?
When in doubt, pun.
Hey, very good. When in doubt, pun. We'll have a lot of fun with John Crosby. He has a dictionary of puns. And, of course, today's Worst Joke Day on the Boone Erickson Show, and we'll talk with a Swedish jazz band. Right now, Joyce Lamont's ready with Best Buys.
And we're sponsored today by our friends at the Minnesota Egg Council. According to our home economist, the better buys at your store this weekend in beef are chuck roast and chuck round and sirloin steaks, ground beef and stew meat, and liver. They're good buys in ingredients for good homemade soup, ham hocks and soup bones, and dried peas and beans. In pork, the better buys are country-style spare ribs, also chops and hams in some stores, not all markets. In fish and seafood, fish sticks, canned tuna, and frozen fillets such as torsk and haddock and perch. In poultry, eggs, whole turkeys, whole fryers, turkey and fryer parts, turkey products, ducklings and Cornish game hens, and in fresh produce, apples and cranberries, grapes, bananas, pears, avocados, and the citrus fruits like oranges and grapefruit. The top buys in fresh vegetables are zucchini and winter squash, celery, carrots, potatoes, sweet potatoes and yams, cabbage, green onions, parsnips, turnips, and rutabagas. You know, eggs are one of the best protein buys in the whole supermarket. A dozen large eggs contain 1.5 pounds of the highest quality complete protein. Add vitamins and minerals, you have the best natural nutrition package on the market. Keep hard-cooked eggs in the refrigerator, ready to make up into tasty deviled eggs.